Guterres told reporters that 2023 will be a year that the international body will focus on ending conflicts and dealing with environmental threats to the planet.
I am more determined than ever to make 2023 a year for peace, a year for action, as we cannot accept things as they are. We owe it to people to find solutions, to fight back, and to act.
But Guterres did say that he's not optimistic about the ongoing war in Ukraine ending anytime soon.
We have no illusions that a true peace negotiation would be possible in the immediate future.
Guterres referenced an agreement reached among negotiators at the COP15 biodiversity conference in Montreal that wrapped up Monday to halt the destruction of plant and animal species by decade's end.
We are finally starting to forge a peace pact with nature. This framework is an important step for determining diplomacy, and I urge all countries to deliver.
But Guterres said for all the progress being made on some environmental fronts, the international community is well short of its greenhouse gas emission goals.
We are still clearly moving in the wrong direction. The global emissions gap is growing. The 1.5 degree goal is gasping for breath. National climate plans are falling woefully short.
However, Guterres insisted that the trend can still be reversed. He said advanced economies have agreed to assist developing economies to become less reliant on fossil fuels. And that, he said, is an encouraging sign.
We are not retreating. We are fighting back. And we are fighting back to help emerging economies shift away from coal and accelerate the renewable energy revolution.
Guterres said he will convene a climate ambition summit next September, which will invite representatives from governments, NGOs, and private industry to come up with new and concrete emission reduction proposals and goals. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.